Welcome to the Daryl Perry Podcast. We are going to talk about hustle culture. And yeah, this is going to be one of those things where you attach the word culture to something and it has a negative connotation. So so we're going to talk about, before we get into it though, when we're talking about work and grinding and hustle, if you're somebody that is, and I don't care if you work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, if you're happy with how things are going, in the process that you're in right now and what you're working towards, if you're happy, this episode is not for you. What this is for, is a lot of the would-be content creators on the internet. Because when it comes to building a brand, building a business, having a side hustle that you want to make the full hustle, because a lot of times that's the goal. I just want what I do on the side to become my full-time thing, is what people will tell you. You know, hitting it big on a particular platform or whatever. Like, you know, you hear this stuff all the time. And what people think, because this is a very easy notion to push, is that, well, if you just hustle, 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 and grind, 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 you're going to get there. And the thing is, you still have to have skills and talent. And that's the thing. When you see a lot of the motivation quotes and the alpha this and all of them, man, like, it talks about discipline and it talks about hustling and all this. But you also have to have skills and talent. Now, does that happen with, can you acquire skills by grinding things out over the course of time? Yes. Yes. But you got to be careful with this stuff, because the notion is basically grind, 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 and then there's going to be a payoff. But the thing is the world doesn't owe you anything. It doesn't owe any of us anything. So you can do all the hustle and all the grind that you want, and if the reason you're doing it is because of some benchmark that you think you're going to hit, whether that's a dollar amount, whether that's a certain sponsorship or brand deal or anything like that, you're most likely going to get lost in the shuffle. Because while the good news is any and everybody can put stuff out on the internet, because we literally, everybody has a phone, right? So that's the good news. But the bad news is everybody is putting stuff out on the internet. And I think it helps if you've got a long-term thing that you're trying to build. I know with the stuff that I do and the stuff that I've done, that's what I try to do, is have like some kind of long-term thing. And it's like, okay, how is it that I can work towards this? But the thing is, a lot of this, and I mentioned this at the beginning, is people want to turn a side hustle into their full-time employment. And that's the dream, right? But the thing is when you're actually doing that, because I've had a couple, there's been a couple of times professionally where I found myself doing that. Now, the first one was my own accord. I thought I was going to go out, take on the world, and I friggin' fell on my face. And it was evident to me within a couple months. So what I did is I ended up, you know, getting a full-time job, actually transitioned into a different industry. And then I started working simultaneous, like I was working this job and I was doing my stuff full-time. Or yeah, I was working full-time and then I was doing my own stuff almost, if not full-time as well. And I swore to myself then that I was never going to put myself in that position again, to where I was doing this stuff on my own, and like because it did not go well at all. So then I left that company, went to what I thought was another, you know, solid job, but it was a sales position with what wound up being a really funky pay structure. We'll just say that. But it basically, the stuff that I was doing on the side, I was making more money from than what I was going to be making doing this job. So then it was looking at the stuff that I had on the side and the stuff that I had presented to me from this company. And it was not a dramatic conversation at all. It was, wow, I'm going to make more money doing my own stuff. And I did that for about a year. now. But that wasn't just, well, I'm going to sit here with your level of fitness and people are going to come to me and I'm going to, you know, I'm going to just build this big business, you know, right now, because I've been working on this for years and it's been growing and it's been growing steadily, but now I'm going to hustle and I'm going to do it. I did hustle. In addition to the online coaching and some online personal training clients, I worked at a local studio for in-person personal training for somebody else. And I did, I wound up doing marketing consulting. I wound up doing freelance. There were some things tied in with that job that I had that didn't work out, that I was still kind of under contract for, and they needed I'm being very vague on this because I don't really want to go into the details on it, but they needed a representative at this organization in marketing. So, well, I became a marketing consultant for myself. And in doing that, it was all kinds of, you know, I mean, basically if you're hustling and you're in that mode, you have to do a lot of things. It's not just, I'm going to do this on my terms. You look at it and you're like, okay, well, what skills do I have? What is it that I can do? And that's how the hustle ends up going. And you do have those long nights and those sleepless nights and those really long days over and over, back to back to back. And you are working, but I'll tell you what, you're also working and you're like, man, I really hope that freelance client pays me soon because I need that. Or man, I gotta get some more folks on the online platform. I'm gonna need that. See, that's the part of the hustle that they don't really talk to you about when this is your full time. So I just want you to know, and by the way, you could build a really, like, let's say you build a really big business, right? Well, what happens if something happens in the economy? What if you have another worldwide pandemic? What are you gonna do? No. You don't really think about that as much, right? So for the hustle, again, and if you are a true, like, this is the way I really do things and I operate and I build things from scratch, you're not listening to this episode anyway. Because either A, you heard what I said at the beginning about you being satisfied even if you're working 24/7 with the process, or when I started to go into this, you're like, yeah, I don't need to hear it. So you're not listening to this. If you're listening to this, trying to defend what it is that you do and that you're going to make it as a hustler, I'm just telling you. That transit, if you get to that point where you can transition from this being side income to your full-time income, you are one catastrophe away from it all crumbling and you're going to have a tough time. So if you're building, and I think it's amazing. Anybody trying to build their own thing and do their own thing, I love it. I really do. And I know people in the network marketing and the MLMs that are successful and they enjoy what they do. And they did maybe get to a point where it started as a side business and then they wound up making, you know, way more off of their side business and they made it into a full time and they've been able to sustain it. Cool. I just think that if you fall into this trap, that you're going to hustle, 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 grind, 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 and then ultimately, eventually, it's just going to pay off because you've put in the work, there's more to it than that. There's so much to it. And if you've been trying to do this for any length of time, you know that. So I just want you to be like, just think about it, right? Like, if you're happy with the process that you're working through and it's like, and then stick with it. But if you're doing this and the dream is to turn the side hustle into the full-time thing, but that's really as far as it goes, like there's no real bigger vision to it. Just, because see, when you're in that position, it's really easy to fall into this hustle culture crap, which is work, 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 work. Look at me. I'm hustling, hustling, hustling. Look at this. And it just burns you out. You will flame out. And at the end of it, when you get to it, you're going to be like, man, I'm not happy with that. So be careful with hustle culture. There's a lot of different ways to take this, and we will do that on future episodes. But any thoughts that you have on this, definitely let me know. You can just, you know, tag me on Instagram. I'm at Daryl T. Perry on there. DarylTPerry. So yeah, and I'm also Daryl Perry on TikTok and Twitter. So you can reach me on there. But with that, we'll go ahead and wrap up here. Thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.